This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This morning, the car service Lyft unveiled a plan to guarantee drivers a share of their weekly efforts, a promise that drivers will get at least 70% of what customers pay. The company's also promising better transparency over how fares are divvied up. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more.
Yeah, Lyft says a vast majority of its drivers already take home more than 70% of weekly fares, but this will make sure that the 15% who don't will get a pay bump. Notably, that 70% share comes after the company deducts external fees, which it describes as things like local taxes and added insurance costs. So really, the actual take-home pay could still be less than 70% of what passengers actually pay, but it's still a new higher floor for drivers. Lyft is also promising to offer drivers a weekly earnings summary that breaks down how much money is coming in and where it's going, David.
So is this a tight labor market at work?
Yes, Lyft is competing for labor, especially with its bigger rival Uber. Lyft's chief executive told Reuters that he hopes this change will attract more drivers. But also, gig economy companies in general have been facing pressure to improve pay. New York City last year set the nation's first minimum wage for food delivery workers. And the Labor Department next month will begin enforcing new rules that tighten who can be considered a gig worker. And the department has said that it will prioritize enforcement at companies where it thinks workers are being deprived fair wages, David.
All right, thanks.